This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I greet you with a traditional Muslim greeting of may the Almighty's peace and blessings be upon each and every one of you. I first begin by acknowledging the greatness of the Almighty, and we thank Almighty for all His favors, His majesty and His greatness, and we send salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him. All honorable dignitaries, there are so many dignitaries and each and every one is important, community members, dignitaries, members of the diplomatic corps, and in our part of the world, when we are unable to individually mention all dignitaries, we use the term all protocols observed with regard to all the dignitaries and important members. It gives me great pleasure to be with you on the occasion of the centenary and commemoration of the 100 years of the ACGU, the All Ceylon Jamiatul Ulama. Coming from South Africa, we have the added dimension of coming from very similar circumstances. Although I must agree with my counterpart that you outdo us in hospitality. Living in a multicultural, multi-ethnic and multi-religious society, which brings in its wake great potential. And we pray that that potential must be fulfilled in both the countries. Also, it brings about challenges. Challenges of poverty, growth, unemployment and infrastructure. We are further living in a world where attempts to blend communities are often accompanied by hatred and divisiveness. We know what is happening in Europe, America, and Mexico, borders, etc. And let me just add one humorous quote. They say that scientists today are trying to find life in outer space, and some are trying to find life in the bottom of the ocean. It is an intervening space that has become a challenge to live in. So, and one of the situations is that this is most unfortunate given the oneness of humanity. The Quran says, Ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. O humanity, we created you from one male and female. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Kullukum min Adam, each and every one of you is from your forefather Adam. And Adam was created from dust. The Quran further proclaims, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمُ. We have granted respect and dignity to every human being. When our Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, he created something unique and unheard of in a society that was divided on tribal lines. He created a treaty which made the security and welfare of the people a top priority. And everyone in Medina, the people from the different backgrounds, were required to participate in the defense of the city as citizens or as people from coming from one city. And the reason why this was done also is that the leadership played such an important role. And it is important that in this regard we acknowledge the importance of religion and religious leaders. Religion and religious leaders play a very important role in society. Religion is a gift from the author of life, Almighty Allah, to the created. Religion and by extension religious leaders have to strive to create an ethical society, give purpose and sense of identity to its adherents, play a crucial role for its adherents to go through the anguish and challenges of life. It has been scientifically and otherwise proven that those who have firm faith are able to navigate the challenges of life better than those who do not have firm faith and conviction. Help build morally sound and stable communities that care for the weak and the vulnerable. Helping the weak and vulnerable has always been a fundamental part of religion. Let us recall, he is not a believer whose stomach is filled while his neighbor goes hungry, says one of the most respectable traditions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Almighty forgives one who helps others. In a tradition, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I saw a person enjoying himself in Jannah, in paradise, for removing an offensive item from the road that was used by human beings. The Almighty will grant you his favor and assistance to the extent that you help and show mercy to others. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama. Those who are merciful will be shown mercy. Be merciful to those on earth, and the ones who are in the heavens will be merciful to you. And in this particular regard, let me conclude with a very interesting Sufi incident. Sufi books have become very, very popular. I think in one of the intervening years, Rumi was one of the most widely read authors in the United States of America. So this incident is related about two Sufi scholars. And one of them asked the other Sufi scholar, tell me your purpose of life. And why have you chosen that purpose? What made you choose that purpose of life? And the Sufi scholar said, they were both from the holy city of Mecca. And one of them said, I have devoted my life to worship and praying in the holy sanctuary of Mecca. And the reason why I did so, listen to the reason, worthy of listening to it. He said, I was traveling one day when I saw a blind bird on a tree. And I felt, how is this blind bird going to survive? When I saw another bird coming with sustenance, a worm in its beak, and giving it to this blind bird. And I thought, if the Almighty can care for a blind bird, the Almighty will take care of my needs. I will now dedicate myself to the worship of the Almighty. The Almighty, if He can care for a blind bird, will take care of my needs. The elder Sufi said, very good that you saw this incident, but may I ask you a question? Why did you choose to be the blind bird? Why didn't you choose to be the healthy bird who was giving food and sustenance to the blind bird? The moral of the story and the moral of this incident, the hand that gives is better than the hand that receives. Let us be amongst those who will be of benefit to the society and to the community. And I end off with a prayer that the Almighty give further progress to the All Ceylon Jamiatul Ulama in fulfilling its objective of creating harmony, of working towards the betterment of all people in the society and in the country. And we pray for a better world in which there will be peace and there will be justice, so that humanity can live together with harmony. And peace and justice is the hallmarks of a just and a harmonious society. Jazakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.